Let's see. Ah, Lorca. Garcia Lorca and Hart Crane. This is on the meeting of Garcia Lorca and Hart Crane. We know they met once in Brooklyn. Garcia Lorca had come to Columbia ostensibly to learn English, which he did not do. He had gone to the Sorbonne to learn French, which he did not do. He's one of the great geniuses of our century, but he seemed to have very little ability to learn foreign languages. Maybe if you know your own language so perfectly, it becomes difficult to try to half speak in another language. It was a very difficult year for Garcia Lorca, as his great book, Poet in New York, makes clear. For one thing, he was away from Spain, where he was an enormous celebrity. And here he was in the United States, where he was unknown. And Crane, of course, was working on the bridge and living in the apartment of the man who oversaw the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. And he could see the bridge from his apartment. They may have met more than once, but only one meeting is really documented. The big biography, Voyager, only recounts one meeting, and the earlier biographies don't recount any. And I know a man working on Paul Mariani on a new biography, and he only knows about the one meeting. But Garcia Lorca disappeared from his rooms at Columbia shortly thereafter, so they may have seen each other again. I put some words into Crane's mind when I say that he finds Garcia Lorca curious and unable to speak the language of poetry. And what I'm referring to really is the provincial education we all had up until 20, 25, 30 years ago, which indicated that modern poetry was written in English, or it wasn't written at all. By modern, I mean from about Dante on. On the meeting of Garcia Lorca and Hart Crane, they both soon die, by the way. Crane would die in 3 years by his own hand, jumping off the bridge, or off the stern of the ship that's referred to in the poem, and Garcia Lorca would be assassinated in August of 1936 in his native Granada when the fascists rose up and conquered Spain. On the meeting of Garcia Lorca and Hart Crane, Brooklyn, 1929. Of course, Crane's been drinking and has no idea who this curious Andalusian is, unable even to speak the language of poetry. The young man who brought them together knows both Spanish and English, but he has a headache from jumping back and forth from one language to another. For a moment's relief, he goes to the window to look down on the East River darkening below as the early night comes on. Something flashes across his sight, a double vision of such horror he has to slap both his hands across his mouth to keep from screaming. Let's not be frivolous. Let's not pretend that two poets gave each other wisdom or love or even a good time. Let's not invent a dialogue of such eloquence that even the ants in your own house won't forget it. The two greatest poetic geniuses alive meet. And what happens? A vision comes to an ordinary man staring at a filthy river. Have you ever had a vision? Have you ever shaken your head to pieces and jerked back at the image of your young son falling through open space? Not from the stern of a ship bound from Veracruz to New York, but from the roof of the building he works on. Have you risen from bed to pace until dawn to beg a merciless God to take these pictures away? Oh, yes. Let's bless the imagination. It gives us the myths we live by. Let's bless the visionary power of the human, the only animal that's got it. Bless the exact image of your father dead and mine dead. Bless the images that stalk the corners of our sight and will not let go. The young man was my cousin, Arthur Lieberman. then a language student at Columbia, who told me all this before he died quietly in his sleep in 1983 in a hotel in Perugia. A good man, Arthur. He survived graduate school. Later came home to Detroit and sold pianos right through the Depression. He loaned my brother a used one to compose his hideous songs on, which Arthur thought were genius. What an imagination Arthur had. When I read this poem publicly, people laugh in two places. And in one, they're supposed to. When I say, you know, that Arthur was a good man, he survived graduate school, I want them to laugh. But for some reason, they laugh when I say, let's not invent a dialogue of such eloquence that even the ants in your own house won't forget it. That's really an adaptation of something Garcia Lorca writes in his great poem to Ignacio Sanchez Mejías, the bullfighter, his elegy for him. He says at one point in the poem, he's telling Ignacio how dead he is. And he says, even the ants in your own house don't know you. It's not meant to be funny.